Folks, the stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm here with CKY. They're in Pennsylvania. And is what's rad is that they're rehearsing at my house, so I pretty much get a free private concert each and every day. But where did I come from today? Oh, I just flew in from Vegas.
You gotta be so jet lagged, man. You've been traveling around all over the fucking place.
Dude, you have no idea. I just went to Vegas, and then the very next day I flew here, and then we have a Jackass premiere tomorrow in Westchester, then I fly to L.A. again, then two days later. I fly to New York to do Jimmy Fallon and Howard Stern, then I go back to L.A. to do more press and then have that premiere, then I go back to New York to do Letterman, then I go back to L.A. to do international press, and then I have 2 days home, and then I go to New York, and then I might be done. Then, as soon as you guys go on and play the Halloween show, I'm already off to Europe to do a whole bunch of more shit. And what is insane is I'm here with Daryl Mills, a.k.a. Darren Miller from CKY, Chad I. Ginsburg, Jesse Mejeras, and Maddie J.
Hey.
And Novak's here, but he's fucking his girlfriend in my living room right now.
He's not in CKY.
He really is. I walked out, and I was like, do you want to do the radio show? He's like,
can't you see I'm busy?
Just because she showed up with, fishnets on with, high heels.
I'm coming in 2 minutes, and then I'm coming to do the radio show in 2 minutes and 1 second.
And Mohawk Jeff is here as well. Red Mohawk Jeff. And is what I got to say is Jess has 3 kids. So does Darren. But Jess's kids watches a show called Yo Gabba Gabba.
Does Darren.
So do mine.
All kids watch it.
They
love it. It's the best thing on TV.
Well, they knew that CKY was doing a song for Yo Gabba Gabba, and they asked me, because they know Jackass is coming out, to be a part of it. And I said, what do you want me to do? And then they forwarded me a link of Lou Diamond Phillips doing the peanut butter dancey dance. And I thought it was the gayest thing on earth, and I will lose every single fan that I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, right. And then I showed you Tony Hawk on there, and then you were like, oh, okay.
But Tony Hawk is Tony Hawk. Yeah. He's a goddamn legend. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. If I do a dancey dance... That's like Pete Doherty doing the dancey dance from Baby Shambles, who gets caught with crack and heroin and fucks.
Why
Kate
like
Moss.
Pete Doherty? I think you're a little cooler than Pete Doherty, actually.
Well, all I'm saying is
I almost beat the shit out of him.
I don't have like Tony Hawk is
Pete Doherty.
Tony Hawk is the type of dude that'll be like, hey kids, skate your ass off, just make sure you wear your helmet. And I'm the type of dude who'd be like, fuck a helmet, just fucking skate. You know,
Well, they asked you to do it.
Yeah,
you're like,
is what I'm saying is I don't belong doing the goddamn dancey dance, okay?
Wait a minute. Who the hell is Pete Doherty?
He's a singer in a
Pete
band
Doherty's
called
a
Baby Shambles.
He was in a band called Libertines in England, and they became really big over there, and now he's in a band called Baby Shambles, and now he's all over, press all over London because he bangs out Kate Moss. So now... He keeps getting busted with all kinds of drugs, whether it's crack or heroin, but
he keeps getting caught.
Well, I was about to cut his throat one day. We were playing the Astoria, and our bus was parked out front of the Astoria, and Baby Shambles' bus parks up next to ours. And he leans his whole body up the fucking bus door, and he's like...
First of all, weren't you playing the bigger venue, and he was playing the downstairs smaller venue?
I think it was in Manchester.
I'm pretty sure it was the Astoria right before the Astoria closed. And then
I think it was Academy.
It was early in the morning, and we were still had the right to be there, but they showed up early. And he's like, move your fucking bus, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I will fucking slit your throat right now, dude, if you say one more word to me. And then he just went back in his butt.
Sometimes, you know, celebrities just think that everybody, is gonna respect him and shit like that. Like Gene Simmons, remember me and Chad and Gene Simmons hosted Babe Fest in Philly, yeah. And Chad decided to smoke a cigarette, and he was like in his own little spot in the backstage, like smoking his own little cigarette. Gene Simmons walks over to him, and he just looks at him in his face and goes, P-U.
With his hand.
P-U. With his hand. Yeah. And it's like, you came to me, dude. Like.
And then I said, hey, like, if anybody's
going to
get me...
Yeah, you are Gene Simmons, but it doesn't mean that, like, I have to kiss your fucking
hand. I was cool with it right away. I was like, hey, man, if anybody's going to get me quit smoking, it might as well be Gene Simmons, right? And he's like, P-U. P-U. No reply. So then I was like, well, fuck it.
Oh, dude, I fucked with that guy all night long. I was having a blast. I walked away from him when in the middle of telling me a story. Because he did it to me, so I had to get him back.
He was more orange than the situation.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking... Yeah, it was crazy. He looked like Kung Pao Chicken.
So back to this thing. Okay, CKY is in Pennsylvania to play one song for Yo Gabba Gabba, which is for little kids. And most of CKY's songs have the F word in it, or it has death.
No, none of our songs
only
have
one
any
of them,
bad
actually,
language.
This new one has one.
You sing live, if you do 96, yeah, you'll be like, come on, motherfuckers! What are you going to say? Come on, little queer kids!
Well, we did the Tony Hawk tour. It was kind of the same thing. We weren't allowed to curse. It was for kids, too.
Yeah.
This is for five-year-olds.
We didn't get through it.
There were some young-ass kids.
What do you mean
Tony
you didn't
Hawk
get through?
We said fuck.
Oh, and then they got mad?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we did say fuck
you
on the Boom Boom Huck Jam.
You did.
Yeah. Well, it's called rock and roll.
No, dude, you made it the whole performance, Darren, and then you were like, you guys were fucking amazing, thank you.
Oh, that's it?
It
oh, let
like,
that
oh,
slide.
Yeah.
Let that slide.
You know, it's not like, you motherfuckers want to hear some shit? Like,
yeah. No,
you know,
Tony Hawk was cool about
it. If you're ending your show like... Fuck yeah, thank you. You guys were fucking awesome. Woo! Like, let it slide, dude.
Yeah.
Come on. It's a rock and roll show. Come on.
Well, we're also rehearsing for Hellview in Philadelphia, and we're playing in Toronto on Halloween night. So, Hellview's actually on Mischief Night this year in Philadelphia at the Troc.
And then the real Halloween is Opera House in Toronto, which is an awesome place.
Everybody flies out to Hellview shows, man.
So what time do you guys...
You're flying out of Philly.
So in Hershey, PA tomorrow, what time do you guys have to do the dancey dance and then play 96?
I think it's at 2:30.
Well, dude, the music part of the show, like Dinosaur Jr. just played the last one. They like reunited and like... It's like a... They get good-ass bands like Snoop Dogg and the Roots were on it and Weezer. Crazy.
Yeah, well, Weezer, I mean... Well, their songs, I guess, except Hash Pipe.
It's strange that they'd have CKY on there for sure, but it's funny that a show for five-year-olds can put us on, but the television networks are afraid to put us on, and the radio stations are as well. But the five-year-olds are going to be cool with it. So at least when they run the business, we'll be like 80. And
Speaking of Weezer, Rolling Stone magazine flew me and Novak out first class to go to
what up?
Oh, Novak's back.
What
from
am
fucking.
I just got
Aaron, what am
fucking.
I?
Novak,
which
you
way
smell
are you
like,
doing?
You smell like fish.
So you like this smell?
I don't want to smell it.
Dude,
I fucking know.
I was making up and say, tell me how much of a dirty whore you are. Tell me you're such a dirty fucking slut that you want this dick so
stinks
bad.
In here.
It stinks.
Dude, I tried to like be undercover fucker in front of like 10 people, and I'm sure
10 people. It was in the living room where people were walking in and out. There's like honestly 30 people here probably walking in and out, and you decide to do it in the living room where all you have to do is open up the door where everybody opens to come in and look to your left.
Oh, that's exactly what I did. Come in. And I can't control my dick. It's hard. Sorry.
So anyway, me and Novak get flown for Rolling Stone first class, and all we have to do is show up to a Weezer show and then go to this after party. They fly us in so late that by the time we got in the limo to take us to the hotel, check in, go up to the room, we literally went to the Weezer thing, and they're pretty much just like, thank you, everybody, good night, yeah.
We could hear it and see it from
like,
our window
like
of the hotel. But
they planned it so poorly that I flew in. and missed the whole event.
Like, that sounds like Rolling Stone magazine to me.
It pretty much just seemed like a free first class vacation for you. Like,
well, I'm not complaining, but like, why fly me in when the band's ending? Like,
okay, so the band hits the stage at 10, so Bam gets up in at 9:45. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's what they do. Yeah. The band hits the stage at 10, and Bam lands at 10 at 9:30, and then like, you know, I'm gonna miss it.
We got to the room to hear them playing their last song, like the half of their last song, and that was "Thank You Everybody for Coming Out." That's it.
And Weezer and CKY both have the ending tracks of the new Jackass movie, so like, and we just shot a video for Weezer, which I'm in, so I should have been there to like, at least see it or support it or whatever. Totally missed the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah. I don't think you're in it. I saw it. I didn't see it.
No, I'm in it.
We can play that song.
But I did leave early, though, because I got sick of, like, people asking me. Because I didn't have my skateboard with me.
What, they want you to skate in the video?
No, they didn't want... They just wanted me to hang out, but, like, I didn't bring my skateboard. And people kept asking me how come I'm not skating. I'm like, I don't have my fucking board, and not to mention I have bone spurs on my feet. Like,
I don't
want to
do
what?
A demo for you.
So I didn't even tell Shauna, the one who like runs the whole situation. I didn't even tell her I was leaving. I just bounced.
Was she pissed?
No. She was pissed.
Kind of
she was
that.
Pissed because I didn't tell her that I was going. But I was like, Shauna, you know, if I would have told you, you would have made me stay, which you always do.
She'd make sure every car had just conveniently left and no one was around that had keys to anything.
Here's a for instance, which you can't really complain about because you're getting paid well by Jackass. But like, we just did a photo shoot for Rolling Stone and it just came out. And it's me, Pontius, Steve-O, Knoxville, and Wee Man. And it's all of us together. And then after that, they did a photo of the whole crew just to do it. But they had the whole crew there. And everybody knew that that photo will never show up in anything. They knew that that was the main photo. So everybody who wasn't in that photo was fucking furious.
I can imagine.
Because they just sat around looking at us, knowing that we're going to be in the shot and they're not going to be.
You guys stole the thunder, and there were six extras just sitting around for 5 hours, at least, probably. That's awesome.
So what did you think of Vegas, Ben?
I thought it was a blast. I even like how...
I thought it was a blast that I got a $3,000 watch.
Idiot, and you deserve to lose it. You
fucking
idiot.
I didn't lose it, dickhead. I wound up getting a $3,000 watch, lose a stupid bet with Novak over nonsense.
So
like,
you did lose it, you moron.
Like, literally over, like
A bet of
who could do 80 push-ups first. Like, right. I can't even remember what it was. Either way, he got the watch.
I got the $3,000 watch. Hence, now my girlfriend has it on her wrist. And that's why she just banged me out extra hard on the sofa.
Well, she should bang you out, like, for the next 10 days straight whenever you feel.
Oh. Where is she at? Where is she at right now?
She's right over there.
Right there. Want to talk about it, babe? She's got morals and principles and all that dumbass shit.
All that dumbass shit.
Morals and principles.
Fucking that shit's for the birds, man.
So then I'm sitting out by the pool and like, dude, it's so funny because it all really depends in Vegas where you go and who knows you and who doesn't. I go to the pool. Like, they tell me that I need to pay $50 to get in to sit by the pool. And then somebody recognizes me who works it there. Then they take me to an even cooler spot and give me, like,
charge of seven.
$1,000 worth of free drinks. And then Jason Biggs from American Pie is there. He invites me back to his suite because they're having a bachelor party. So I go back there, and I tell Novak, I'm like, hey, Jason Biggs is inviting us back. Let's
no, you didn't say who it was.
I said Jason Biggs, and he's like, all right, well,
you
whatever,
didn't
let's
know
go.
Who, you didn't know who it was.
So so we get in there, and I'm like, hey, Novak, this is Jason. Jason is my buddy Novak. And Novak's like, oh, what's up, buddy? Nice to meet you. And then he's like, yeah, you look
did anybody ever tell you you look just like that motherfucker who fucked that pie in that movie American Pie? I'm like, that is him, you fucking idiot. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like,
I don't fucking follow a pie fucker's career.
You're the one who said he looked like him. You probably do. I don't know.
I don't follow a pie fucker's career.
You recognize him?
Yeah, because I saw the movie. The movie's funny, but fuck.
So
did you fuck any more pies lately?
So, and also the guy that fucked Stifler's
mom.
Yeah, the guy. Well, Sean William Scott fucked Stifler's mom, but whoever that guy is, I forget his name.
Sean William Scott is Stifler.
Yeah, he. What's
I think.
His, yeah, it is.
No, is it Stifler?
Yeah.
He's
Stifler.
Well, the MILF in the movie.
Yeah. Fuck the nerd.
Jennifer Coolidge.
But who was the kid who wouldn't shit in the high school bathroom and he always...
Yeah, that kid. He was there too. And him and Novak talked for like 2 hours straight because his grandma's name is Novak. And so they just connected and they were talking all night. And the dude was basically saying that he's so over Hollywood that he just wants to become like a carpenter and...
Do drywall and shit.
And do drywall and whatnot. Like, that's what he said.
He's like, he hates.
Which makes kind of sense, because he's probably getting frustrated going to, like, 10 auditions, you know, and you don't get the part. And, like, American Pie was a massive hit 10 years ago. Like,
right.
Now, like, you know, people are probably like, well, that was 10 years ago. People don't really probably care that much, you know, so... He's having a rough time doing it, and he was basically just telling Novak, like, I'm so fucking over it.
He was, like, venting to me. I felt like a fucking psychiatrist. I should have built him a couple grand.
You should have what?
Build him, like a psychiatrist does when you come vent to a psychiatrist. Oh. You get billed.
You should have told him, spread him. There it is. Dude, we went to this strip club in England, and Matty J, who's, like, the shy, quiet, reserved type.
Was he drunk?
Yeah, we had a few drinks, and then...
I couldn't picture that.
He was just saying right
you
to the girl's face.
There's a girl dancing
spread him,
right
spread
in his
face. Spread him, there it is.
Her ass is right in his face, but it's not spread yet. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, spread him. And then she does, and his pussy's right in his face. There it is.
Dude, she was just like, what the
that.
Hell?
I couldn't even see him doing that.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Then we went to this club. All these clubs are so goddamn loud in Vegas that you can't even communicate. Like, you literally have to scream in the...
Yeah, it's
like
talking like this. Yeah.
This is what it sounds like. Is that annoying? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, we understand.
What? No, you don't understand until you can't get away from it.
That's what it's like. And you have to scream in people's ears. And... You know, at this place, they just kept comping us drinks and drinks and drinks, which was rad. All right, I get it, Chad.
We're out of Vegas. We're no longer there anymore. We're now in
and then Sammy from the Jersey Shore shows up.
Fucking
and like,
slut.
Oh, man.
All I see is this. Some nice girl goes up, because it's right in front of me, and she goes, hey, Sammy, nice to meet you. I'm from Jersey just like you. And she's like, oh, really? Huh. Whatever, cool. And then she walks away. I was like, what a bitch.
It's a Jersey reaction.
Well, this ought to make you feel better. We played Crocodile Rock in Allentown a little bit ago. And I ran into the promoter guy who booked our show. And I was like, hey.
Come on, we're not in Vegas.
And I said, hey, you know, how's it going this week? Who do you got in there? And he said, the Jersey Shore people situation. And I think that girl that you just said.
Yeah.
And
No, no, no. It was probably Snooki.
No, it wasn't Snooki. It was Situation and what?
J-Wow and Sammy.
I know Ron. That guy Ronnie was around here not too long ago, and they had him in a VIP section, and they literally were charging people $25 to go into the VIP section just to shake his hand.
Well, this guy said he had to pay
$25.
They put Novak in the RIP section.
Grand each, what a limo from the hotel to the airport and blah blah blah.
What did he do?
I said, how many people through the door? He said 14 paid.
No way.
14?
It holds 1,000.
And 14 people paid how much?
Like $20 or whatever.
Oh, well, like,
$20 gay dollars.
Is all I'm saying is, like, who? Okay. This
what
is
do
me.
They do?
This is me. I don't think Snooki's very attractive at all. And,
who the fuck does?
And, yeah, but and not to mention she's not very talented at anything. Like, is what
that's
they
every
do
every celebrity right now.
Yeah, but why would you want her autograph? Like, I could see asking Kobe Bryant for his autograph. Like, dude, you're kick-ass at basketball. Yeah. I want your autograph.
Exactly.
Like, Snooki is just mediocre looking, and then she does nothing all day except go to the beach, sit there, and then try to get fucked.
What do the Kardashians do? Their dad was a famous lawyer. That's it.
Yeah, but at least they're good looking.
One of them is like, all
right. They own a business. One of them owns a
business. The other two are fucked looking,
the
man.
They can't, but they do some shit. Like, they own that Dash store. Like,
they have a
radio show. They have a fragrance. They have that.
But what is that?
I mean, like, it's more than fucking Snooki does.
Well, that's like another thing. Like, Paris Hilton, like she's already rich as fucking shit.
That's what it is. It's
and then she's okay, she's pretty, whatever.
I don't even think she's pretty.
But she's rich as fuck. So what do? Oh, let's give her a fragrance so she could be even more rich. It's like, let somebody else who is pretty as hell that Paris, doesn't have any money have it.
Paris Hilton, what do you do? My dad owns hotels. Kardashian, what do you do? My dad defended O.J. Simpson. Like, that's all they have. That's all it is.
DuPonts, what did you do? We invented gunpowder and we're all psycho, and then we rent tanks, and when we're supposed to go to jail, we just go to a DuPont mental institution, which means I get to hang out at my house, which has 100 acres.
My favorite DuPont is the guy that bought a helicopter and a machine gun, and he flies over fields of animals and annihilates them with an M16 and then just flies away.
Well, if I had a $1 trillion like the fucking DuPonts, I'd do the same thing, because you know you could get away with murder.
Like, that's not...
They do.
That's not hunting.
Literally, murder.
That's like, hunting is supposed to be a sport. You fly over animals, annihilate them with a semi-automatic, and then fly away. What the fuck is that?
I mean, he could just drop a grenade if he wanted, just to fucking see a big explosion. You know, it's like, fuck it, who cares? He's got the money.
When you have that much money, that's all that entertains you, is you have to grenade a farm.
Make stupid decisions. Kind of like the decision that, like, when they say they... They invite Bam to come to this club called Tao. Like, we were at this other bar. They were giving us free tattoos. I get pierced our noses for free.
Like, we're at this place. Yeah, I got a tattoo for free. I got my nose pierced for free. So, free drinks
for
all night.
Everything's free.
Right.
We get pressured by some dude that we're invited to Tao. So, I go to this place called Tao, and we walk, like, a mile. And it's already annoying. I'm already annoyed.
Yeah. Right.
We're sober at this point.
Once we get there... They're like, well, what do you want to drink? I'm like, I don't know. Just give us like a bottle of Kettle One or whatever. We'll figure it out. Kettle One. It's $33 at a liquor store. $650 with my motherfucking bill. Dude. Not to mention, I barely even got to drink any of it because people were just kind of coming up and pouring their own little drink.
I'm watching people like make a vodka and cranberry. I'm like, that's a $250 vodka and cranberry you just made. Like, people that...
That's what I've learned on tour. Every time we go out, I find a bar that's just fine, and everyone's like, no, man, this isn't the place to go. A 20-minute cab ride away, and it's so awesome.
Like,
and then you get there, and it sucks.
Take me to a fucking bar with graffiti in it, and it looks like shit, and there's PBRs for a dollar, because... Yeah. Like, wine is wine and beer is beer in my eyes. Mm.
Vegas, you gotta go the double down. You can get Schlitz in a can, in a bottle, or on tap.
Oh, I love that place.
I almost got beat up by a fucking lesbian.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, even if you're Bill Gates...
Welcome to New Hope, man.
If you're Bill Gates, who has billions and billions of dollars, if I see you buying a $650 bottle of Kettle One that costs $33 at a liquor store, it's
asshole.
Like, I know you're rich as fuck, but what you're doing is dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what, like, kid... I mean, I guess there's a lot of, like, rich, pompous kids that have rich dads that will front their bill, but, like, how many people can, like, afford a $600 night, like, to go out and drink with a few buddies?
I used to work in a bunch of clubs in New York. There's idiots coming in all the time. $1,500, fucking $3,000 on bullshit. Just to sit around and look cool.
When I worked at Neiman Marcus, like, some asswipe would come in and drop $2,000 on a suit. A week later, it goes down to $800. You know, it's like, you dumb asshole.
You drive a Mercedes.
That's old.
This shit goes down way quicker and way more.
Yeah, dude, don't you dare tell me that.
Oh, why?
Because I bought a Mercedes for $125,000.
What year?
'04. Yeah. And but it looks nice as fuck. It's in mint condition.
That's what
it's seriously
it's,
worth.
It's my favorite.
You don't eat it.
25 to 30 grand.
It's
now.
My favorite car of yours.
Mine too.
It's yeah. A okay. Well, it's worth 30 grand, and
see,
I spent $125,000.
It's worth how much? I think it's worth 18, actually, dude.
Quit rubbing it.
I looked it up. You just raised
but
it.
But dude, who would sell it? Like, all right, my Cadillac is probably worth.
I would
10
rather
grand.
Put it in front
but
of a railroad train and watch a train plow it over than to sell it for 18 grand.
He did bet me. He said if I could stay clean for 1 year, I could have it. And I fucked that
no,
up.
No, it was
week.
1 month, dickhead.
Yeah,
and
I fucked
that
up within
days.
A week. Was.
Who's gonna sell that car though? It's like an awesome car.
Oh, dude, I love that.
I would
car.
Never sell for $18,000. You
like,
nuts?
Oh, blue book value. Who gives a
fuck
shit?
Fuck the blue book.
That's what they're buying it for. If you take it in to trade it in, that's what you get.
I don't give. Well, I would never.
I'd rather attempt to drive.
Run that
down
the.
Brandywine
wow.
River from here to Delaware.
In the Mercedes.
Well, you could probably sell for more because it's your car.
I really would. Like,
run off a cliff or
you
something.
You want to buy it for 18 grand? No, I'd rather drive down the Brandywine River and try to get to Delaware with it and see what happens.
Try to make it all the way to Delaware in a Mercedes. In a fucking creek.
What's that new Buck Cherry song, Turd Swallower?
Yeah, turd swallower.
Is that what we're going to listen to? What are we
no, is what we're going to listen to. Being CKY is here, and they're playing Yo Gabba Gabba tomorrow, and then the Jackass premiere is going down. We're playing their new song that's at the very ending credits of the Jackass 3D movie.
It's fucking awesome.
This song is called Afterworld by CKY on Radio Band.
Hey, you can get it on
Radio
iTunes
Bait.
And Amazon.
Yep.
Maybe we should talk over like the beginning.
And the CD's coming out,
ruined.
Too.
It is.
What?
Jacket. It's on CD on the jacket.
Oh, on the epitaph.
Either way, Jesse, let's rock and roll.
Just see it fucking play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, play that shit, Mom.
All right, new CKY.
Radio Bam 28 functions.
it look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I gotta find a strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up,
faction.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
What you think of that, Novak?
I loved it since day one.
Intro, what we just heard.
What do you think, Chad?
We just heard the new CKY song, and I was singing on that one. It's the Afterworld. It's on iTunes and Amazon. It debuted pretty high on Amazon the first day, dude. We put that shit out ourselves.
Did good.
That's not on any record label.
So, I'm in Vegas getting ready to go to an event.
We're going
to
rage it up this night.
I'm in the elevator, and Novak gets a text that Bucky Lasik of Element Skateboards, who wins major, major medals at the X Games, who taught Novak how to skate, and they're both from Baltimore.
Best friend besides Bam.
He gets a text that says, Bucky's dead.
That's all I get. I swear I can show you the text, and I'm in an elevator.
Bucky's dead.
There's like 15 people in this elevator. Bam's on the complete other side. He's on one side. I'm on the opposite side. I'm not even, other people are talking. I just scream.
We both start crying and shit. I'm calling people off the hook. They're not picking up the phone because it's 3 in the morning.
We're fucking crying in the elevator. People are asking for his autograph. Tears are pouring out of our eyes.
Basically ruined our night.
We were on our way to fucking this club. They had everything set up as usual. And thanks to fucking idiot Barback.
So Barback.
Why are we going even in Vegas?
Well, let me explain who Barback is. He rides for Fairman Skate Shop in Westchester, PA, and he skates at my park. And it was his motherfucking dog. His dog, his name is Bucky. How the fuck are we supposed to know
Why
that?
Why would you text me, Bucky died?
You guys are
dog.
Crying.
I'm gonna dig up your dead dog and shave off his legs, cut his dick off, and then stab him because of what you did to us.
Yeah, that was so rude, and I'm 100% against animal cruelty, but I'm gonna chop its fucking head off and put it in your bed.
It's dead head.
It's dead head.
I have nothing to say to that, honestly, because I know.
How could you not think? Don't you know that Bucky taught Novak how to skate?
I was texting all my friends.
Tell me it was a forwarded message from everybody.
I texted everyone.
It was a mass email?
Yeah, I texted everyone the same thing.
It was personal to Novak.
It didn't register in my mind about.
Why did you think all your mass friends would give a fuck about your goddamn dog?
They all did.
Named Bucky. The only one that they care about is Bucky Lasik, I'm sure.
No.
I love that you guys are crying in the elevator over his dog.
It's like saying, bam, Tony Hawk is dead. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, like, after 2 hours
it's
of crying.
My bird.
No. I named my puppy Tony Hawk.
It's my parakeet.
Like, fuck you, you fucking faggot.
It's like a joke that you just don't play on anyone. Like, you don't even do that to fucking Satan. That's how cool that shit is.
Oh, right? Where was that? Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas. Stop the Vegas loud music.
I'm getting half feel like I'm back there again. I'm ready to blow my brains out.
Remember the rich guy from Philly who was sitting next to us at the pool?
Such a pompous asshole.
This dude's cheering at the Eagles game so bad, and he's all, like, so pompous, just ordering all these drinks and champagne bottles and stuff. Yeah. So I'm sitting next to him, so I'm like, hey, man, are you, you're an Eagles fan, obviously. You from Philly? He's like, yeah, I'm from Philly. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Whereabouts? He's like, well, I used to live in Philly, and I used to live in King of Prussia. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Well, I'm from Westchester. Like, and he's like, okay, right on. What, are you an Eagles fan? I'm like, well, to tell you the truth, I'm like a fair weather fan. Like, if they're winning, I watch the game. If they're not, I don't care. He got so mad at me, he wanted to, like, beat me up over it.
We're winning. Oh,
and I'm serious. Reasons. Like, if the Phillies are in the World Series, tune in and watch. If they're not doing so well, I don't give a flying fuck.
Dude, he's over there because each cabana had, like, a big screen TV.
Oh, dude.
Barback's
is that Barback?
You already ruined our night once.
You already ruined our night once.
Don't keep ruined the radio doing. Show twice.
Just don't wake up tomorrow morning. Please
just don't,
die.
Just don't wake
up. Each cabana has a big screen TV and fucking.
But this dude is like, I'm telling you, like, picture. Not like Arnold Schwarzenegger status.
Big like Conjar.
Like a muscly dude. And he's just sitting there, like, so loud, just like when they score, fuck yeah, and then he, like, throws something like, fucking A right, Eagles, yeah.
And I look over to him, like, hey, so what, you got some money on the game? He's like, I got no fucking money on the game, I'm a fucking Phillies fan. And I look over at Lou, I'm like, why did he get so mad? And he's like, Because that's the kind of guy who wants to prove that he has so much money that it doesn't matter. Like, money doesn't matter to this guy.
Fuck be wrong. Fuck be wrong.
I used to love those people that, like, if, right. if the Eagles lost, that it ruined their week.
Well, like, this guy.
Shit.
When we were in the suite with the American Pie dudes, yeah. there's this guy who flew in from England. And he's telling me that, like, soccer, a.k.a. football yeah. in England.
Every time I say Vegas,
Chad has a ton. So, we're in Nevada.
Touché to that, man.
This is what happens there.
And
desert.
This dude flies in from England for a bachelor party, and he's telling me how like gnarly the soccer, a.k.a. football players are there. And he says that if Novak shows up to, like, it's called Manchester, whatever. Was it Manchester United? Yes.
Yeah.
If he showed up to the Manchester United stadium and happened to, in the middle of the game, yeah. take off his jersey and say that, like, you know, like Cambridge or London or whatever, like
he would get jumped.
They said that not only would they kick his ass, he might get stabbed.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah. if he's lucky and there's security nearby, the fight will only last about 10 to 20 seconds.
It said it had about 10
so
seconds of getting the fight.
I think that's a perfect jackass stunt.
So he's yeah. trying to so, convince me to do this so bad.
I tell him that I'm like, dude, okay. Anyone who stabs anybody, it's usually like in the gut somewhere or whatever.
So you're supposed to put a chest piece
on. So put on like a motocross. You know how motocross dudes have chest plates on? Put one on to them chest plates, and then if they try to stab you, nothing will happen.
Dude, what
he's like, well, what if it's the neck? I'm like, nobody's going to fucking stab you in the neck. Like,
those who knows if it's a heated game.
Thank you. Those fuckers don't give a fuck about shit except the winning team.
Oh, dude, I was sitting in a pub in England, and
they take
that
serious.
You know that cricket bullshit that was on TV? And I was like drunkenly kind of watching. It's like some ass wipe with like a wooden like stick.
It looks like a 2x4.
Yeah, and he's hitting it out of the dirt. And I'm watching. I'm like, I go to the dude next to me. I'm like, is this supposed to be baseball or what the fuck? And
then baseball, mate. What the fuck? Don't you know this fucking cricket? What the fuck?
That's what he did. He put down his pint glass and he's like, this was before baseball, mate. I'm like,
well, it looked to kill, didn't
he? Oh, he was in great old filth. He was in great old filth. He was in great old filth.
My brother
she was in
great
old filth. We're CKY. We used to be great old filth.
I was in Ghost of a Thousand, and now I'm in great old filth. But no, we were playing Sonosphere Festival, and we ran into that guy, Les. He plays keys for Anathema.
Great old filth.
That's what I thought I was going to say.
But no, that's like after Chad just was saying that the whole ride there.
I just figured anybody at that festival may have played in Crazy. Yeah. But they've had
at
a lot of members.
At one point or another.
But, yeah, so I introduced Carl. I was like, hey, Carl, this is Les. He's our old tour manager. He plays in Anathema. And then Les just goes, yeah, but I used to be in Cradle of Filth.
I used to be in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle of Filth. He was in Cradle
of Filth. My brother was in Cradle of Filth.
She used to sing backup for Cradle of Filth, but she replaced her with Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
He was in Cradle of Filth.
My brother was in Cradle of Filth. My other brother was in Cradle of Filth.
Dude, now
what
do they have to...
My other brother wasn't in Cradle of Filth, though.
That was lousy. I mean, they had to ruin their vocals screaming. So
hello,
Sonosphere.
We're CKY.
Everybody.
We used to be Cradle of Filth.
And like, I told Les that joke, and he said, there is a town in England where like at least 30 people have been in Cradle of Filth there.
Jeez.
What do you want to do?
I want to play like
Cradle of Filth.
You want to play Cradle of Filth?
They sound like Cradle of Filth.
Does this band sound like Cradle of Filth?
No, it sounds like 60. If 69 Eyes fucked him and they had a kid, it would sound like Lacrimus.
Did that happen?
If it did happen.
Are you sure it hasn't?
But that would have to be five band members fucking other five band members, so.
Oh, there's Lacrimus
all over the place.
Profound. They used to be Cradle.
Chicks everywhere, man.
So, play track two. This song is called A Pearl.
Radio Bait.
And this song, this is from the album Songs for the Last View.
This is almost the song. Because the CD player is constant.
This house is raining pussy all of a sudden, man. I look up, it's fucking pussy everywhere.
Track two.
How do you say random?
A Pearl. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction Blasted.
Radio Bam.
Fans Radio.
Radio.
Bam.
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
That was Lacrimus Found Songs for Last View, a song called A Pearl.
That was a good analogy, because I could see 16 and I's fucking him and having that baby.
Yeah, well, they had to have done it in Austria, because that's where they're from. So, me and Novak just got back from Vegas. Was it today? Today.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm still confused. Fucking Nevada. Chad.
Every time
Nevada,
I say Vegas,
Nevada,
it turns
Nevada.
To Nevada, okay?
Yeah.
I hate when I go see a band play and whoever's with me is trying to talk to me during their performance.
Oh, I fucking
that's like
hate
when someone talks over a movie, like during the most important part of the movie.
It's like, I don't give a shit
the
whatever
fuck
you're
up.
Trying to tell
I'm
me
not
right
kidding.
Now.
Last time I saw CKY, I'm sitting there. I'm obviously banging my head and jamming out and watching it. And, like, people always come up and they, yo, Bam's like, what have you been up to? It's like, what have I been up to?
It's loud as balls.
It's loud as balls. I can't hear you. And I'm
now is not
I'm at
time.
A show, and they're playing the show, and I want to fucking enjoy it.
Can't this like, wait 40 more minutes until they're done?
How
playing?
Do people not know?
It drives me up a fucking wall, especially during movies, like I said. Like, I can't stand it.
Speaking of people not know, for instance, like, Louis will talk to a girl all night, pay for her drinks in Vegas, and then when he brings them back, they don't want to think that they're a slut, so they don't want to do it. It's like, Louis's leaving tomorrow. He's not going to, A, even, think that you're a slut. He's not going to even think of you at all.
He's not even going to remember like, you in a fucking
why
weeks?
Waste his time and money to
nah,
not do
he
anything?
He just couldn't get him to admit it.
Well, this is that Louis is fucking pretty simple, if you ask me. He just spent his life savings, which was a grand total of like $580 to buy a
like
plane
he really
ticket.
Has $10
to
his name
this
right
is
now.
No joke.
What did
to
he buy?
Buy a plane ticket out to Vegas for Eddie Fuckass's.
His name is Eddie. He's like a medium.
Nevada.
I didn't say Vegas.
I said Nevada. 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 Nevada.
So now he has $10 to his name by flying himself out for a wedding for a guy that he barely even hangs out with.
Right.
And now
they all left. He had nowhere to stay, no money for a place
to
stay.
He had to sleep his last night at the airport from 10 at night until 7 in the morning.
With $0, all for Eddie Fuckass's wedding.
Who's Eddie?
He barely knows him. He flew all the way to Nevada just to be in a wedding and be bored. And want to hang out with us all night. Like, he would say
it's basically like you going out and you're broke as a joke and you're flying out to Vegas to go to your buddy Nate's buddy's buddy.
Yeah. And you spend literally all your money except $10 for this.
Is like, there anywhere I could crash? Nope.
I'm really glad you came to my wedding and all, but I can't really help you. I'm gonna try it with anything.
Hope you like the airport floor.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of Vegas, I give Novak $1,000.
You're still bitching about this shit?
It's $1,000.
Nevada. Jesus Christ.
God damn it. I gotta mark it on my hand and not say Vegas anymore.
Dad, stop it. I got nervous as soon as you said it, man. Borderline.
So,
you almost slipped
I give him a grand to go. To go try to win a few dollars. I don't know what. Where are you going?
I went. I told him that I could. No, I went to play blackjack, and I said I could guarantee him my double
he
money.
He somehow, in his drunken stupor, loses the entire grand before he even makes it to the table.
$1,000 on red or black.
What happened?
I don't know. I just like this game seems so simple. It's two choices. You pick red or black. How am I going
to
lose?
You can't pick
like,
shit because you're broke as a joke because you lost a grand on the way to it.
Yeah, because I found other things to do that were funner.
No, it fell out of your stupid pocket.
Yeah, right into someone's hands who gave me a little goodie bag.
What? That means you bought drugs with them? They don't give you it. It fell in their hands.
It fell in their hands. Some guy's
you're
hand.
An asshole. You owe me a
put it on my tab.
That's what you always say.
And I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay, well, fuck a grand. You owe me $9,000 for lighting my van on fire.
Now you're going to bring up a stupid fucking van that you never even drove again.
I don't drive it. I use it for luggage and shit.
No, man.
You don't even travel with luggage.
CKY had to move a bunch of amps, and what do you use? You use a van, dickhead.
Yeah, and how
now there is no van because you lit it up in flames.
And how fast
did
that?
Apple shouldn't have pissed
me off. How fast did that van go?
I don't even think it was Apple. I think it was Cleveland.
Nah, she fucking kicked me out of the house that night, and I was pissed
off. I see it on the surveillance camera. I'm like, I want to know how a van in my driveway got lit on fire. And I'm in California, so I look at it, and it's Novak arguing on the phone with somebody, kicks a gas can out of anger, doesn't know it's a gas can, smoking a cigarette. Then he throws the cigarette, he's not aiming right. It lands on the gas shit, and it's underneath the van. So when he leaves skidding out, the van slowly catches on fire. So my neighbor calls me up and says, Bam, there's a van on fire at your house.
I remember
so I had to call
that.
Phil at 4 in the morning to go find out if it's true. And it is true.
Burnt to a crisp.
So I go, fuck face, you owe me $9,000. And now you also owe me another $1,000. So now you owe me 10 grand.
If you added up all the money Novak has spent on drugs and property damage, you could have a
property
Bentley
damage.
Right now.
A Bentley? Fucking A. I could have a goddamn...
My body be
I
made
I could have a McLaren F1.
This house could be made of platinum.
And all the drinks that I've bought you since 93, which you fucked up in.
You fucked up big time in 93.
Yeah. Fucked up in
93. Way to go, Gigi.
You fucked up in 93.
You fucked up in 93.
I was trying to get the focus off of me.
Stop.
Back in 93, TGI booked a tour and didn't even show up.
Uber
never even showed up. Huh?
You fucked up in 93.
All right, what's the song that we like?
9 or 6.
All right. Everybody wants to hear Ella Bandita. I think it's track 6, actually.
No.
We played with her in Amsterdam years ago. I'd like her to do it.
And Darren choked her.
I don't know what happened.
Darren, put on your headset.
Yeah.
Daryl Mills.
Well, I'm not sure what happened.
I want to know what happened.
She was
They're
playing by herself with a four-track
she
at the time
M&M's
that she would play naked.
On.
I think because she...
I didn't see the show. I feel bad, actually, about choking
good.
Her.
Well, CKY, in a weird way, like,
and
you know,
girlfriend.
She probably thought, like, oh, Jackass CKY, yeah, like, so she was being all, like, punk rock and crazy, and it was on their tour bus.
No,
Darren
it was
couldn't
backstage
take it
at the milk wagon in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were throwing food at me.
No, okay, she threw M&M's and some went on Darren.
No, it wasn't M&M's. It wasn't something clean. I wouldn't have
either
been
way, an M&M drops right off you and your
no,
shirt
it wasn't
is still
M&M's.
Clean.
It was hummus.
Oh, okay.
Hummus.
No, it was peanut M&M's.
Oh, hummus is the worst.
It was peanut M&M's.
Throwing hummus at me.
So, anyway, you go, you're in the middle of telling a story, and you're like, don't throw food at me.
I said, please do not throw food at me.
And she, like, but you said it, like, kind of like, don't fucking do that. And she, like, there's two ways to take that. Like, oh, shit, that guy's pissed, or, oh, he's fucking with me or something. So she took the he's fucking with me route and threw it again. And then Darren's just like.
But he was not in the mood, dude.
Okay. And then just choked her.
So what did
and
you
her
do?
Girlfriend, like, and her girlfriend.
Her neck
and both put her and her girlfriend. She was not a straight woman.
So tell me what happened when it was done. Who
it
broke
it
up and like,
security guards were trying to break through the door or something.
Yeah, but I had locked the door.
Luckily, we were in Holland.
Now, did you already play yet?
Yeah, we had played. The show was over. It was definitely over. I mean, I was high on mushrooms, so.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was bad.
It was bad. It was great.
That was the night where Dice lost his fucking mind.
That night?
He smoked weed and took mushrooms, and you could just see in his brain that there was like 1,000 thoughts per second. And his eyes were just like, oh, yeah.
Well, your ex-best... Your ex-bass player.
Ex-best friend? Is that what you're going to say?
Your ex-bass player had a girl and forgot his room key, so he got locked out of his room. So he decided to bang her out in front of the Hilton Inn in the lawn.
And he was too drunk,
so he passed out. And then what does she do? Goes through his pocket and steals $500.
Oh, that was Vern.
Yeah. Me and Darren put his money out.
Picture
on
like
the table.
Oh, I like you so much. Oh yeah, I like you too. Fuck yeah. And then you just pass out in the lawn of the hotel you're supposed to stay at.
No, they came in.
Then she just goes through your pockets and takes $500. Oh, cool, $500. And then she just flees the scene, and that's the end.
You left.
The best was the next day when Vern was like, "Yo, man, do you have that money from last night?"
I was
like, It was right
the
here
table,
by
man.
The TV.
No, the bimbo who you were with last night has your
five. Well, no, you left out the best part. They come in soaking wet because when they were fucking on the lawn of the Motel 6, the sprinklers came on. And he came in soaking fucking wet.
How about when he was banging some girl in the tour bus in his bunk, which Darren was staying right above? Yeah. He just goes out loud to everybody, "Smells like a fucking period in here."
Oh,
and they're
period.
Fucking at yeah. the time.
It smells like shit, yeah. I said. Because he was fucking her in the ass.
How do you know that?
He could smell where it was.
I could and smell
dude,
it.
He lifted up the curtain of his bunk and sprayed, like, Febreze in it.
Not at them.
No, I were doing.
On them.
On them? Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Like, dude, they when you lift the curtain, you're spraying it on them.
They're fucking and you're spraying Febreze on them.
It was Lysol.
It was Lysol. Bust Lysol.
That was... so fucked up, man. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
What it smelled awful.
Yeah. Did they just keep going?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They didn't say a word.
They just
they
kept
didn't
going.
Do a single
did
thing.
Did they stop?
No, I don't think that they were doing it anymore. I think that they had done it.
That's a pretty big boner kill when somebody's right outside of your
a
curtain.
A boner
going,
kill?
Ew.
Somebody opening up your curtain while you're fucking and then somebody sprays Febreze all over the period shit smell? Come on. Come on.
The girl at least gets in the bathroom or something.
No, I didn't. They didn't leave the bunk.
No,
I don't think
these,
I ever saw her again.
It was these two girls that,
you
that
saw
traveled
again.
Around, like,
did?
Followed
like
us around.
Shows.
Like, they followed our
yeah.
bus.
Until they read
Fern
the
song. I mean,
said,
they were fucking
Fern never
made.
Said anything about it. Fern oh, never shoot. Said anything about it.
No, yeah. man. They stopped following the band right away.
I'll bet.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That's a pretty big fan killer.
Is this Nick Oliveri?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying
shit.
To get anything to work.
I can't be with you.
It's a little bit embarrassing, probably. Yeah.
I would never go around ever again, either.
Oh, God.
That's
yeah.
bad.
Oh, you gotta fuck the hell.
That's bad.
But what do you expect? What am I supposed to do? Get on the bus that I live on for
yeah.
a month and be like, oh, that smells
oh,
terrible,
yeah.
but, you know,
yeah. hey.
That's cool. I'll let them get
what,
done.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What else was going
well, to yeah. You know what? If it was me, I'd totally let it happen and be like, cheers on him. But if I was staying directly above him and I had to hear it and smell it and listen to it,
yeah.
I'd be like, get the fuck out
well,
of here.
Well, you didn't smell it.
You would be
yeah, dude, it wasn't a yeah. subtle
it
thing.
Wasn't something
was
that you could
making.
Let go. It was, like,
pissed.
Unbearable.
Yeah.
Would be pissed.
Well, think about, he's in, okay, let's see. It's 2.5 feet
yeah.
high and then 7 feet long.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is enclosed. So if you could smell from above, that means in there, it must have been fucking minging.
Yeah. He didn't care.
Here's how pungent it was. If someone fingered their asshole and then rubbed their finger on your mustache, that's what it smelled like.
So you just have constant shit crystals
yeah,
on
yeah.
your nose?
It was bad.
That's what you thought your dog did to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jenna was there,
yeah.
too. Jenna, a friend of ours, was with me, and
she
said something first.
Either.
She was like, ew, what is
it was
that?
Seriously like, as soon as you smelled it, it was like vomit
that girl
reflex. It's like,
that girl had a shit if she smelled that bad. It wasn't from her finger.
Well, apparently they were following the band.
They couldn't afford hotel rooms.
They weren't getting hotel rooms.
On
they were
tour.
Following the band and not showering.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
So they were
out.
Fucking gross. Yeah.
Like, so she had to do more than a dirty nanny or dirty.
It was.
They were living in like an 84.
It was probably goal. Horrendous.
Damn, you're not on mic.
It was probably horrendous down there.
I don't care. Oh, you
So we got that Nick Oliveri track going.
Let's do it, track 7.
I couldn't get the Ella Bandita thing to play.
So this dude is from Palm Springs. He used to be in Queens of the Stone Age, but he was on meth. He used to be in Quiet
Old
Phil, but he's on meth now, so he got kicked out of the band, but he still rocks like fuck. But
no, he was in the Knives, and
he got kicked out of that as well.
How do you know if he's still on meth? I mean,
because he lives in Palm Springs. It's a meth capital of the world, just like how Baltimore's a heroin capital of the world. Look at Novak.
It's a third
All right, so
here we go.
We'll say goodbye.
All right. Oh, yeah, it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later. Sanity. Sex love.
to Rio. Yeah, we'll arrive. Fuck off. Well, oh yeah, we'll arise. Fuck off. Rip off your clothes. Don't act like you don't know. I got no time to teach my skills. How about I take the fucking pills out? Yeah, alright. Fuck off. Well, oh yeah, we'll arise. Fuck off. Yeah, alright, fuck off. Well, oh yeah, well, alright. Yeah. Woo.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.
Feeling horny? Oh, it's not